Racing HQ, brought to you by Tab's new Odds and Evens. Simply pick whether the first two place getters will be odds, evens or split. Gamble responsibly.
Gary Harley's on the course. How are you, Gary?
Yeah, pretty good. ATC meeting, a much stronger meeting than a normal Thursday provincial program. And, yeah, I think there's a few winners there, Sean, but they're very competitive races all through the day.
All right, let's find a winner or two, guys. In the first, now number one, Planet Warrior, 14, 2 Wristband, 41, 3 Yonkers, 270, 4 Ala Moana is $14, number 5 Kerwin's Lane, 390, 6 Lando Bay, 550, 7 Loafing, 101, 8 Pinsa, 350, 9 Supporto, 21, our favourite, 270, number 3 Yonkers.
Yeah, been heavily backed, Yonkers. I think it'll win. Chris Waller's got it. It was an American bred horse and probably named after the famous harness racing track in America, Yonkers. Part owned by Peter Tye, Noel Greenall and a heap of others are in the horse. And its only start since coming to Australia was at Benalla. Michael Walker rode it, got the half a length on the 7th of October. Got back worse than midfield, four wide, no cover. Hit the front at the 200. And then was headed at the 150, fought on well, and was just beaten. See, since then, it's come to Chris Waller's stables in Sydney, obviously. The mile around Gosford should suit. It had five placings from seven starts in Europe. So I'm going to go with it with Kieran McAvoy riding. Number 8, Pinsa the Danger, trained by Gay and Adrian. It raced at Warwick Farm on October 7, run third, beaten less than a length at Lead. Headed around the 200. It battled on all right. It'll be suited by the Gosford layout. Number 5, Kerwin's Lane. It got beat. It got back, should I say, last start. John O'Shea's got it. That was at Warwick Farm. And it drifted back to last at one stage. This was in a trial, not at Warwick Farm. It run fourth at Warwick Farm, beaten a length at a quarter. Then it trialled at Warwick Farm. Drifted back to last in the trial. And wasn't ridden out in the end, but the winner won by a big, big space. So I've got it in for third. Number 6, Lando Bay. It could run a top four after run second to Maurice here the other day. 3, 8, 5, 6.
Race 2, 1, Big Boy Roy, $2, 2 out, 3, Lucky Imperator, 15, 4 out, 5, Zach Cat, 360, 6, Dancing Rachel, 61, 7, Rocker Rosa, 290, and 8 and 9 out. Favourite 2 even, number 1, Big Boy Roy.
Well, Chris Waller's got the favourite, but I'm giving his filly a chance here. Number 7, Rocker Rosa. I saw on first up at Newcastle, be on Mirror Vision, who went straight to town and won. Now, that was a midweek meeting. Oh, that was on Cup Day, actually. She got me to length and a half, and then she went to Warwick Farm and run third, beaten 2.5 to Moreno at Warwick Farm. She got a bump on the turn. She was worse than midfield and out wide, and she battled on well. I think she's very promising, and the mile's going to suit her. 7, Rocker Rosa on top one. Our Big Boy Roy's got a great hope. It's a horse that races on the pace, run second its last two, just run down by Avon River on the Kenzo last start. McAvoy rides, tricky draw, but a big chance. Number 5's the Cat for James Cummings. Got a chance, run second at Warwick Farm to Marino, beaten a length to the quarter, was on the speed, got a bump at the 1200, but did beat the rest pretty easy that day. And number 3, Lucky Imperator or Imperata, whatever they call it. 7, 1, 5, and 3.
Third event, 1 Mangione, 460. Number 2 at the moment is $3.40. 4 is Call Me Mo, $3.30. 5 Slick Speed, 23. Now, number 6 is Fast Quest, $12. 7 Stun, 34. Equal favourites, 3 Bullet Fly, 4 Call Me Mo at $3.30, just ahead of 2 at the moment at $3.40.
I like Call Me Mo. He's having a great preparation, this colt. He's won 3 of his last 5 and just got beat in another one. He won here at Gosford the other day, got back the last over the mile on October 3, and he rocketed home to win. That was a big win. He goes really good. Paul Perry's got him. Barrier 1, Aaron Bullock. He'll get back a bit, but he'll have, you know, he'll be up against the rail. He should have a lovely sit. Number 2, Live the Moment's a good tip this morning. Trained by Joe Pride. It ran fourth to Tars in at Warwick Farm, beaten a length and a quarter. October 23, got back midfield, got clear about the 300. Lost a plate during the run, but gee, it ran on well. 3 seconds in a row before that, 2 on the Kenzo and 1 at Hawkesbury. 3 Bullet Fly, led the other day and was headed at the 150 and got me three lengths. He went only average. I can't put him any further up than number three here, and number one, Mangione, is a winner on the track. It's only run and is second up today. 4, 2, 3, and 1.
All right, the fourth event. Now, here, number one, Longbottom, $5. Two, Montserrat, is $4.80. Three, Vintage Flyer, $4.60. Four, Nordic Lover, $34. Five, Six Out. Seven, Hardhoe, $1.75. Eight Out. Nine, Angiolini, $51. Short, number seven, and that's Hardhoe at $1.75.
He is, Fred Ingram.
Yeah.
It's my best bet of the day. And when the prices went up, Sean, it was $3.30.
Well, it's $1.75 now.
The two scratchings, or two of them, were $6.50 and $8. But obviously it's been heavily backed. This is a very promising filly, bred by John Singleton. He part-owns it with John Hardigan. John was the former chief of News Limited in Sydney, and obviously a close friend of John's. I think John gave him the share. It's the Boo Run was a ripper at Warwick Farm, very unlucky. Got held up at the 150, got out at the 100 and flew to the line and only just got beat. McDonald's riding from barrier six. I'm embarrassed to make it the best bet now because when I did it was in black figures. So $1.70, but I think it'll win. Seven on top, number two for second, Montserrat going well. Last up, Warwick Farm winner. Third pick, number three, Vintage Flyer, unbeaten in the country. He's got a very good turn of foot. So this is the big test. And number one, Longbottom, a last start winner at Gosford. 7, 2, 3, and 1.
Race 5, 1 Condor, $5. 2 out. Number 3, Zonconig, is $7. 4, Zoran, $2.90. Number 5, Fabricator, $14. 6 out. 7 is that, so $7.50. Number 8, Brilliant Mind, $6.50. 9, Bring the Magic, $5. Number 10, The Iron Maiden, $18. And 11 is out. Favourite is $2.90. Number 4, Zoraya.
9, 4, 1, and 3 for me. $5. Bring the Magic. That'll do me. The other day on the Kenzo, he was four lengths last early. He's got no speed. And he jumped ordinary, and then he's four lengths last early in the race to the 1,200-metre mark. He started to tack on at the 800, and he made up really good ground to get me four lengths. And that was 1,550. And today, he goes to 1,900. I reckon $5 each way forever. Kieran McAvoy rides him. He's got barrier one. I've got no doubt that the horse will be closer in the run over the longer trip and the 1900. And it didn't run a bad race last prep one day at Gosford. For Zaria G at one well, two, when was it? Three runs back. And that was at Wyong. Then a run at Canterbury was a beauty. It was stiff second up. Last start, it didn't do a lot at Randwick, but it was in the Group 3 angst. I've got to give it a chance. One Condor can improve on his best form. And Zonconig scratched from the Cessnock Cup because the ground was too hard the other day. It'll be a lot better today. It's got some hope. 9, 4, 1, and 3.
On to race 6, and here, number 1, Vitesse, 360, 2 Blazing Miss, 280, 3 Cuban Sizzle, 12, 4 Sophilia, 420, 5 Without Conviction, 9, 6 Invinciano, 550, and then 7, 8, 9 out. The favourite, 280, number 2, Blazing Miss.
She's a wonder beat. She's got very good speed. She was too good first up at Warwick Farm for Super Cyclone and won easily. 9 starts, 2 wins, 4 placings. She won a race at Canterbury back in June. And she'll just jump and run from barrier two. Sophie Ella will probably hunt up two, so it may sit outside her, or she may lead. Robbie Dolan claim a 1.5. She's well placed. One for Tester, Chris Waller got a chance. One at Warwick Farm the other day, October 16th. Sat outside the leader, went a bit keen. Kicked on the turn and was too good. Number 6, Invinciano. I've got a good opinion of this filly. You know, I'm invincible with Joe Pride. So he had the one run back. That'd be three lengths at Warwick Farm. I saw her a couple of times last prep live at Wyong. Was one of them. And then she won two at Kembler and at Nowra. She goes good at Froer in the quaddy. Sophie Ella's the other one because she's going to be in the speed. Even I don't know whether Nash will give up the one barrier. Probably won't. And she's got a hope. 2, 1, 6, 4.
Race 7, 1 Sheriff, $6. Number 2, Trust Me, $7.50. 3 is out. 4, Tassara, $5. 5, Broken Arrows, $1.90. Number 6, Anna's Joy, $6. 7 out. 8, Leo Gang, $26. 9 a letter 16, but a shorty here, $1.90, number 5, Broken Arrows.
Yeah, it's the other good thing on the day. Big win on the Kenzo last start. Run down Crumble, and that's not easy to do. Really hit the line hard. McAvoy rode it. He's riding it again today. Got a tricky draw, but normally gets way back. That's the only drawback around Gosford. But it's got very good form at Gosford. 3 starts here for a win and 2 places. I'm with him today. Number 4, Tessera. And go back to last prep. Got me 2 lengths at Rose Hill early in the year to All Too Royal. Ran 4th, beat 1.8 to Tonser at Warwick Farm. Got beat 3.8 to Agent Pippa at a Saturday meeting at Ramwick last start. 5 wide, no cover from the wide alley. Never got on the track. It'll run a race. Sheriff, place chance. Likewise, trust me. 5, 4, 1, and 2.
And the final event, race 8, 1 is out. Number 2, Viceroy, $7. 3, Attila, $8.50. 4, Wooding Blade, $16. 5, Another Arn, $23. 6, Dual Escape, 6. 7 out, 8, 1, that's $3.40. 9, Sedition, $2.40. 10, Rendicki, $34. 11 out, and 12, Apache Dude, $26. Favourite, $2.40. Number 9, Sedition.
Gee, it's a tough race, this. Plenty of chances. I'm with Oneness. The trial was okay the other day. Ran on nice. Not allowed to do much in the trial. McDonald goes aboard today. Tricky draw, but we can hope for a good run. Run 2nd on the Kenzo to Rock, a Cameron handicap winner, to beaten 1.8, 3 starts back. It's got a bit of ability. A lot of respect for the favourite, Sedition, for Richard Lynn. It runs 2nd at Canterbury to subsequent winner, Romani Girl, beaten 1.8 last start. Run 3rd at Canterbury prior to that. 3rd at Warwick Farm goes good. It's a big threat. 3rd pick, number 3, Attila. 2 grills down from Hamworth. This horse won the Kirby at the Grafton Carnival. A very good race. His first up run was a ripper at Tamworth. His big worry around Gosford is he's a back marker. And by gee, he can unleash. I know it's a different like class today, but it's no better than the Kirby. So, and he was very impressive there. I got him in for 3rd. I've got him in the quaddy. Number 6, Dual Escape. Going well for the rookie trainer, Denham Winan, or Winan, Winan, I think. Denham's worked with Kristen Buchanan for years, and she's got the horse flying. 8, 9, 3, and 6, mate. It's an embarrassment that Tip won $1.70 is the best bet. And the other good thing is that $1.90. So I'm in the dumpster's corner here at the moment, mate. I'll back one all up the other. I'd back the one that I like early, Hardo, race 4, number 7, all up, Broken Arrow, which is in race 7, number 5. That's the only way you'll get a little bit better value.
All right, good on you, guys. We'll hear you later on through the day.
Yeah, talk to you at 11 o'clock.